Hey guys, Kill Stokes here. Welcome back to the Trading Coach Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about, is trading gambling? And if so, how to convince the people that you care about that it's not, so they don't think you're crazy and actually support you. Now, before we hop into things, we're going to do two things. One, recently we held a workshop called Trading by Numbers. It was an amazing four-day event. Just want to give you guys one last reminder that the full recordings from that free workshop are available for you to watch, but they were only going to be available until April 7th. So if you haven't dug into it yet, or if you're planning on reviewing, make sure you do that quickly, because on April 7th, they are going away. Now, if you don't catch them in time, there's an alternative. Head over to www.tier1trading.com. If you sign up for the 14-day risk-free trial membership, we have some other workshops and courses that you can look through on there as well. But if you get a chance, check out the Trading by Numbers event. It was an amazing event. House cleaning number two, I apologize for the little bit of a mess behind me. The kiddos snuck into the office and apparently had a little play date in here. The Batman toy is actually mine. I like to enjoy playing with Batman toys in between trades, but the rest of it, I promise, is my kids. Yeah. Anyway, so the topic of today's podcast came from an awesome email I got the other day, and I want to read you the email, then dig into this interesting and probably highly relatable subject. The email said, Akil, I was wondering if you had any thoughts on how to deal with people in your life that say trading is just gambling. I've never heard that before, right? Or who tell you that you have a gambling addiction. I am very passionate about my trading. I have thrown myself deep into it. I firmly believe that this is the path to something better for me. Unfortunately, I am not the chosen one when it comes to trading. I don't think any of us are the chosen ones. Trust me, if you know my background and if you look at my success now and where I started, whew, rough ride, but you guys know a lot about that. Anyway, I have now been actively day trading for a year through an online funded prop firm, and I've yet to make a payout. I do see improvement in my trading, but still seem to have challenges when it comes to the psychological side of things once I have a funded account. And again, one of the main things we'll tell you is that if you look at the two parts of trading, right, the strategy and the trading psychology. The strategy is what allows you to extract profit from the market. The psychology is what allows you to execute the strategy. If you weigh one over the other, right, if you need the strategy and to use the strategy correctly to execute profit, and the psychology is the thing that allows you to, right, execute the strategy, which allows you to extract profit, it's no surprise that psychology is so important, and the main reason that many traders fail is because of lack of trading psychology. Again, think of your strategy as being the car, psychology as being the gas. No gas in the car does not go. So trust me, please take trading psychology seriously. It's not sexy. I know probably some of you guys logged off already once I started getting on a rant about it, but it is the holy grail if there were one. So I know it goes on to say, I've never really cared to gamble in any way. I do enjoy March Madness bracket, but don't participate in any pools or anything like that. I like playing craps in Vegas with a few $100 as entertainment, but I've only been able to do this a couple of times. Sports betting seems mostly silly, and I don't enjoy poker. I feel like because I have this unwavering belief that I will eventually figure this out through dedication, being the trading, repetition of the process, and constant analysis of my failures, and because I refuse to give up, I'm being labeled in my family as having a gambling addiction. Now, this has moved to my wife, who has up until recently supported and seems to understand what am I doing. Our finances are somewhat tighter than they have been historically, and since I still continue to spend money, to continue down this trading path, she also now has labeled me as having a gambling addiction. I have paused my trading and all financial spending on it. I don't believe you should trade with money that you need for other things. Great point right there. I have tried to keep a budget of what I should be allowed to use for my business and spend. I do not intend to destroy my financial life to make this work, but I also don't want to stop pursuing an activity that I love. That also has the ability to help alleviate financial burdens once I figure it out. Do you have any thoughts? And man, I do. I actually responded to this email a couple weeks ago, but wanted to do a podcast because I know this trader is not the only one dealing with this. And the first thing that came to mind is this, right? One, it's hard to say, but this is going to be a natural part of growth. if people don't understand what you're doing and are labeling you certain things simply because they don't have a knowledge, who cares what those people think? Now, when it comes to your wife, that is a different story because that is someone who is, you know, different than a friend. They're at a different type of care. So that's when this issue kind of gets a little bit trickier. And I guess we'll start off with saying this. We're asking this question, is trading gambling? And I want to read you a quick definition of gambling because I know my opinion is a little bit different than others out there. So just real quick definition, there are lots of out there. Let's use this one because it's the first one that popped up on the Googler. Gambling or the betting or staking of something of value with consciousness of risk and hope of gain on the outcome of a game, a constant or a contest, or an uncertain event whose result may be determined by chance, accident, or have an unexpected result by reason of bettor's miscalculation. And I want you to think about this for a reason because gambling gets a bad connotation, right? But are we actually gambling as traders? Because although bigger picture, right? If we're trading a strategy, if we're good traders, right? We are trading a strategy that has proven to have a statistical advantage in the market, right? But on the micro perspective, do we ever know the outcome of any given trade? No. Do we ever know the outcome of a day's worth of trading? Probably not. A week's worth of trading? Probably not. A month's worth of trading? Probably not. Now, again, the longer time duration we go, right, the numbers tend to settle in and we can have a better expectation. But the point is, we never actually know what the result is going to be on any given trade we take. We can have an unexpected result. We can't control what we're doing. And in a sense, it is a game of chance. So I say this because I think we should accept the fact that we are gamblers. As traders, we are gamblers, but not in your traditional sense, or at least the good ones, not in your traditional sense. We are gamblers that hold the edge over the market. So I pose another question, right? We typically think of gambling and we'll think of like people like you and me going into the casino and losing money, right? Losing with their pockets lighter than when they went in, right? But there are also people that go into casinos and win, right? So from the other side, is the casino, the house, are they gambling as well? Because at any time, I can come in and I can take a lot of the casino's money, right? People win all the time. The fact is, just more people lose. But the fact that people can come in and win and take the casino's money, the casino can lose money. Do we ever see the casino, the house, as being gamblers? Well, no, we never see it that way. We always say that, well, the house has the edge. The house isn't gambling. Only the people that come into the house are gambling. Well, what if we flip that into trading? Again, if I have a strategy that has a proven and tested statistical edge over the market, I am no different than the casino. I am betting, right? I am playing the game, and I know that I'm going to lose sometime. There are going to be people that come in and take my money sometimes, but bigger picture, I'm going to extract more money from the market, casino extracting more money from its participants, than the market is going to extract from me. So I want you to think about it that way, because if you put it in that sense, yeah, we are gambling, but we are gambling with the advantage. We take it to another level. Any business is the same way, right? Businesses cost money. It costs money for supplies. It costs money to keep the lights on. It costs money to pay employees, right? We're doing all these calculations for what it takes to run a business in hopes that consistently, we can bring X amount of people into our door, sell X amount of product, and the money that we make from that X amount of product pays for all the other expenses I just mentioned, plus gives us some extra money to make profit. But in a sense, that is a gamble because I don't know day by day how many people are coming in. I don't know how many people are going to buy this, buy that, right? It is all a gamble. The differences between businesses is they do a lot of calculations, they do a lot of prep. If you ever been on like, kind of a board of someone starting a business. There is so much preparation done in traffic, demographics, anything you can think of to make sure the location is the best location. This is the same thing we're doing in our strategy development and our testing. We're making sure our strategy is the best and we can have, again, nothing's 100%, but as good as possible of an expectation that we will extract money from the market as long as we're not doing dumb stuff. So I want to put this whole gambling thing to bed. And, you know, whether you want to call it gambling, whether you don't want to call it gambling, I don't want to argue over semantics. The fact is, if we're not gambling, we're a business. If we are gambling, we're gambling with the edge. So we're in the business of being professional gamblers, which is a good thing. So it's important to understand that just for your own kind of self-esteem, so you don't think you're like some, you know, degenerate gambler. Unless you are, if you are, you need to do things the right way. Now, the other question, right? How do I get around dealing with this with my loved ones? Because me and you, right? We're traders. We're traders. We talk trade. We kind of know what's involved. But imagine someone on the outside looking in. They don't see all that. They don't see you back testing unless you're my wife and you catch me falling asleep with an Excel spreadsheet open. Oh, it's funny because Jason has an embarrassing picture like that as well. Both of our wives just caught us like passed out at our computer in the middle of a back testing spreadsheet with my finger on the right arrow button and the chart scrolling, right? It's crazy. But most people that aren't in the mix of trading, they don't see that part of the process. They don't know what's going on. They just see us entering a button and either we're making money or we're losing money and it looks like a crapshoot. So my advice is this. The ones you don't care about, who cares what they think? That's just my personality in general. I can care less about what you think about me because I'm built that way. Sorry. But the ones that you do care about, take time to educate them. Bring them in. Explain to them what trading is. Maybe find a podcast, Trading Post podcast, or maybe find a baby pip, something. Walk them through what trading actually is, and then let them know the process that you're going through, right? Educate them on what they're doing, and if they see all the work that you're putting in, they're going to start to see it more like a business than anything else. We've had a few traders that we've worked with on the Tier 1 trading platform who have literally asked, "Hey, can my partner share my membership?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure, who cares? Doesn't matter." I'm like, "Are you guys both trading together?" "Well, no, but I want them to be able to see everything I'm learning. That way they can kind of fully support what I'm doing." And I've gotten messages from those partners saying, like, "Hey, just want to thank you. You've changed my whole process on thinking. I thought my husband was just recklessly spending money and I was all ready to kind of call you up and yell at you, but I see that there is a rhyme, a reason. There's a real process to what you guys are doing here, and it is ran like a Fortune 500 business. And now I trust what he's doing, and he has my support, or they have my support." And that's, I think that's the best thing you can do because you do need that support, right? You don't want to go against the grain. Jason mentioned this in the Trading by Numbers workshop, right? You and your other have to be on the same page, right? You have to kind of grow and move in the same way. If not, that relationship's going to go like this and you're going to end up being by yourself. And I don't think any of us want to be in that situation. So I don't think you want to take the approach where it's like, "Ah, you don't know what you're talking about. You're stupid. She doesn't care. He doesn't care, blah, blah," because that's just going to split you guys. And especially when it comes to things like finances and money, those are one of the biggest reasons that relationships break up. So take that partner, take them under your wing. That way they can move in the same direction with you. Maybe they're a little bit behind you, but at least they know and they can support you. And when you have that support, trust me when I say that it brings a lot more confidence to your trading. I wanted to quit many, 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 many times in my trading journey, but luckily I had the support from my wife who was, you know, able to deal with, "Hey, okay, we canceled a dinner date today because I'm in the middle of this back testing. I got this cool idea, but it's not figured out yet." She was in my corner saying, "Hey, you know what? Let's go out Thursday instead of Wednesday. Finish what you're doing." Or when talking to her about, "Hey, like I want to save up money for you know, a down payment on this house, but I also want to, you know, fund my trading account so we can get this ball rolling." Someone saying, "Hey, it's okay. Like, hey, put a little bit of this in the bank. We can wait a little bit longer before we get a house. Go ahead and fund that account and get the ball rolling. I know that's important to you." And just knowing that I didn't have to explain myself. I didn't have to fight the battles of learning how to trade and fight the battles of kind of explain to my partner like what I'm doing, why I'm doing, and how I'm not lying and making excuses. It kind of gave me motivation to go on and do it, but it also gave me this freedom of like, hey, there was nothing holding me back. I didn't have to hide anything. I can do what I need to do and do it in the time frame that I wanted to do it in, and that was ever so helpful. So, two things if you're dealing with a situation like this. One, convince yourself that you're not gambling. Two, educate your loved ones and let them see, let them know why what you're doing trading is different than what you're not doing, gambling. Or if it is gambling, you're gambling with the upper hand. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Remember, Trading by Numbers 4-day workshop recordings are up until April 7th. If you happen to miss it, I got some other stuff for you. Head over to www.tier1trading.com. Check out the 14-day risk-free trial membership. It gives you access to the platform. You can join us for live sessions. You can take some courses over there as well. So something for everyone. Appreciate you guys joining. Like, subscribe, share before you leave. And until next time, plan your trade, trade your plan. Take care.